USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling Mexico it can avoid tariffs by purchasing egg products from the U.S. Trump's 5% tariffs are scheduled to start on Monday. All that being said, the president does believe there's a good chance he can reach a deal with Mexico. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News this is not an unprecedented situation on our border.
If you look back in 2004 when the Minutemen Project started in Naco, Arizona, that was ground zero for illegal immigration. Once the Mexican government found out that all of these images were going to be released, they sent the Mexican military to the border. This is not an unprecedented issue.
The man accused of attempting to set St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan on fire is pleading not guilty. The 37-year-old was arrested in April after being found with gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters in the cathedral. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The government's jobs report shows job creation in May was around 100,000 positions below what most economists had expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Employers adding just 75,000 positions last month. Mark Vintner is senior economist at Wells Fargo, and he says the economy is just slowing down.
I mean, that's the big takeaway. The economy has lost momentum, and I think that what that means for Wall Street is that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates this year.
At 3.6%, the national unemployment rate is still at a nearly 50-year low. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The former CEO of NASCAR is pleading guilty to driving while intoxicated. 56-year-old Brian France was pulled over by police and charged with DWI last August. Under the terms of the agreement, France is required to complete 100 hours of community service and undergo alcohol counseling before his sentencing next June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The World Health Organization is now recognizing workplace burnout as a job hazard. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narula explains what it means to be burned out.
If you're feeling exhausted, really a depletion in your energy, that's the first thing. The second thing is that you have mental disconnectedness or detachment from your job. You're very negative or cynical about your job. And then the third thing is that you just feel you're not professionally efficacious. And with those three things, that's really the definition or diagnosis.
And as far as professions that are more affected by burnout, the doctor says...
So they do say this can apply to any career, but there are certain professions, so people-oriented professions, things like teachers, social workers, medical professionals, police, paramedics, where there's really this intense time of emotional and personal contact, high demands, and a lack of resources in a lot of instances. But researchers in this field have identified essentially six things that if there's a mismatch between you and your job in one of these six areas, then that could lead to burnout. And those things are workload, control, reward, community, fairness, and values. So that's something to keep in mind.
Game 4 of the NBA Finals is set for tonight in Oakland as the Golden State Warriors will be hosting the Toronto Raptors. Tip-off is set for just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And do please remember, if you're looking for more news, you can find more by checking out usaradio.com online or on Facebook. Make sure you give us a follow as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.